safe to say that Jonathan Grimes would be the starter for Saturday, or are you ready to make a guess?
No. No, it's not safe to say that.
David said today that he was going to start.
He'll start?
That's what he said.
Really?
How do you feel about
that's
that?
That's news to me.
How do you feel about that?
I don't know. We'll find out when the game starts.
Do you have a play count in mind for him? Or?
No.
Do you go into this game with a certain amount of plays that your Dodgers are going to play by year?
It's a little bit of both. You know, you go into it wanting to make sure that your substitutions are correct, your play calling is smooth, substitutions on special teams are smooth. You know, you want the operation of the game to go well. And if it's not, you've got to determine that as a head coach and figure out how much longer certain guys need to be in there. And you know, we'll see how the game plays out. You know, also it has to do with, you know, how we're playing on both sides of the ball, you know. But we have a plan going in, and then we'll see how the game goes.
Now, I believe you said that the competition between Savage and Keenum's close. Do you see both of them getting reps with the second team?
Yeah. Yes.
How about Arian and Andre? Are they going to play?
No. Nope.
Do you have a plan going in of how you're going to utilize people, how you maybe are going to execute the game? Do you kind of also have a plan for what you want to walk away from?
Certainly, Patty, you want to come away from this game having the ability to evaluate all the players that are healthy enough to play in the game. So you've got to make sure that you have enough of these guys on film, whether it's special teams, offense, and defense, to make sure that you give them a fair evaluation with their first opportunity on the field against a different opponent. You've had a bunch of practices and, you know, 12 practices or whatever it's been, and now it's time to get an evaluation against another team. So we've got to make sure that, you know, all of these guys, whatever their play time is as the game goes on, that all of them, each individual has a has given themselves a fair opportunity to represent themselves on tape to us.
The evaluation during the preseason game weighed more than the training camp?
No, I wouldn't say it's way more or way less. I think it's just another opportunity to evaluate these guys. You know, obviously you can't simulate totally a game out on the practice field. You know, that'd be almost impossible to do. You certainly try to do that with your intensity and things like that, but you know, sometimes you're not in pads, you know, so obviously that's different. But so to me, though, this is another opportunity, you know, for these guys to go out there and play against an opponent that's a really good opponent and see how they do.
Do you give Ryan more time than a normal established starter with an established program on Saturday night because of the fact that he's new and
No, I wouldn't say, you know, we give them more or less time. I think we go into the game saying, you know, look, we want to see these things. And you know, at some point in time, he'll come out of the game because we've got to get the other two guys a look too. But as far as his playing time and how much he will play, you know, we have a plan in mind, but, you know, we'll see how it plays out in the game. I think what's important for people to understand is you have a plan going into the game. And then depending on how the game goes, the plan has to change. You know, let's say, for instance, you go into the game, okay, and the very first kickoff of the game, you know, whoever's kicking off to whoever is a touchdown run the other way. Okay, well, that changes how you play offense and defense, or that changes – you know, what unit of the ball is out on the field first. You know, there's all kinds of situations that come up in a game that you have to have a plan going in, but you have to be able to adjust that plan during a game.
How do you feel about the experimental rules on the extra point and the goal?
Well, you know, I think in this league we have great kickers, guys with strong legs, accurate kickers, and so, you know, guys that can kick the ball high, and I think that the extending the uprights is the right thing to do because that's a difficult call, whether it's from the camera angle or from the referee. So I think that's the right thing to do. And then I'm a believer in making the points worth something, if that makes any sense. You know, so I think backing it up and doing it as an experiment in the preseason, I'm talking about the point after attempt, I believe is the right thing to do, and see how it goes, see how it works out.
What do you find out about Mr. Mayer's medical issues and your reaction to that?
Well, I would say that anything between myself and Mr. McNair will stay between myself and Mr. McNair as far as when I found out and all those things. But, you know, I know this. He's a fantastic owner. I've really enjoyed I think it's almost 8 months now or maybe 7 months on the job working for him. He's a guy that you can talk to and you can talk honestly with, and he gives you an honest opinion back, you know, and I think that's all you can ask for from your owner. And he's very, very supportive of our football team here and what we're trying to do here. And, you know, obviously in this city, he's got the best medical care available, and I know he's taking advantage of that.
Are you satisfied with the quarterback play to this point, 1-3 on the roster?
You know, Jason, I don't know if you're ever satisfied with anything. You know, you always come off the practice field and you think you could have coached something better or somebody could have played better. But I know this, these guys have worked extremely hard. We've asked a lot of them. We've put a lot on their plate. And so to that point, I'm very satisfied with the time that they've put in, and now I'd like to see them go out there and play a solid game.
You were on the sidelines here when Wes Welker blew out his knee on this field. There was an issue last night with the field. How do you feel about turf versus natural?
Well, I'm a believer in natural grass, Dale. I do, you know, I do believe that if you look at, you know, the percentages of injuries, natural grass to artificial, you know, the field turf, I think it's probably a little bit higher with field turf. You know, that's just a stat that I believe is true. So, you know, I'm a believer in natural grass, but at the same time, you know, I think we've got to always do our part as an organization to make sure that our field is in good shape. Now, that field last night, I know, was not our football field, but you know, I know for a fact that Mr. McNair, Rick Smith, and myself are always talking about how to improve things. And you know, the field, we feel good about at this point, our field, but we'll see how it plays out as the year goes on.
I mean, but given a choice, you'd prefer that
you'd I'd prefer natural grass. System. I like natural grass. That's my opinion. But I'm not the boss. I'm the football coach, but you know, I have a boss that determines Mr. McNair whether we do that in the end. But I like natural grass.
At this point, though, there's no question that you will play your home games on natural turf this year. Or is that?
As far as I know, Dale, yeah, we'll play them on the trays that they bring in, the natural turf. Yep.
You know, mentioned in the past that every position is an open competition, and you look at all options to make the team better. With how hard it is for a quarterback to pick up this play, is it too late in the preseason that something was there as far as a trade that you could make that move, or would you just look for a guy that knows your scheme?
Well, first of all, again, going back to that particular position, you know, at this point in time where we are right now through 11 practices, like I said before, you know, to your other question about, you know, satisfied with where these guys are at, I think these guys have put a lot of time in, and they've worked extremely hard to learn our system, and they've had their good moments and their bad moments out on the field. I think Fitzy's really improved. He's very comfortable with the offense. And we're looking forward to seeing how all three of these guys play in these games coming up, starting with Arizona. But again, to the general point of your question, anytime we have a chance to, in our opinion, improve our football team, we're going to look to do that.
So we talked to a bunch of the rookies about getting a chance to play in their first NFL game. This will be your first game as a head coach in the NFL. Will you have any extra nerves, butterflies, that sort of thing?
You know, I think anytime you go into, whether you're a coach or a player, and whether it's your first game or your 500th game, you know, you always have, you know, the so-called butterflies. You know, to me, it's good. It's good to have that. You're excited about the opportunity. You're excited about the game you've put. You know, football is such a unique sport because you practice way more than you play, and the practices are very tough. So all the hard work that goes into these practices then leads to one opportunity per week, whether it's preseason or regular season. I told these guys the other night, you know, it's very, very important that every time we take the field that we go out there with the mission that we want to win the game and we want to play well. So I'm looking forward to that, and you know, we'll all be very excited when we get to go out there and play against a fantastic Arizona Cardinal team.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Okay.